Good morning, listeners. Here is Eva Schubert with Bohemian Inspiration again. Today's topic I chose about confidence and how to be confident and what are the confident rules to go through your life as you want. The direction of your desires and of your expectations. Because your expectations are your desires and as well your beliefs. So remember, I will share now 10 important confident rules. The first I would like to mention is consciousness. As from my own experience and transformation, I can say that I was not conscious at all in the past, and most of us are not, because more than 90% what we are doing is unconsciously doing. So we are not conscious about what we are doing as on an automatic pilot, of course. When we start to be aware of it, then something starting to shift. We don't fix, we shift. We shift our own old habits or patterns which we made in our childhood. So the next rule is that you start to control your mind. When you start to control your mind and start to observe also your thoughts, and asking yourself, which thought feels better, this one or this one? You have all the time the choice, and it's up to you. And I can tell you that what Einstein said, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So I could also stay stuck when I got divorced. I could stay stuck when I emigrated. I could stay stuck when I got miscarriage. But it's everything about you. It's everything about your own choice, which thought you will choose. So choose wisely which thought feels better for you. The next rule is emotional stability. When we face challenges, when we lose somebody, I lost my mother in the summer 2017, and I felt myself emotional instable for a while. But it's okay. Don't push. Don't push anything. You know, don't try to be happy all the time when you are not. But it has nothing to do with emotional stability. When we admit that the negative emotion or other emotion we desire is there, first, we have to accept it and face it. When we first know, we can also shift this to the direction, we want to. And with emotional stability, the next rule is also to say no to put your boundaries. When we cannot say no, when we are pleasing everybody, we are losing ourselves. I used to do the same. Because I thought, if I will do it, they will like me. Choose your thought. Again, I'm saying choose your thought wisely. And as well, if you say the next time yes or no. How do you feel about your decision? Does it feel okay or not? Or do you say only something what your surrounding or your society is expecting from you? Expecting so that you can fit on a marketplace of a better sameness? Or do you want to fit on your own being, your true self, on who you really are? Joseph Campbell, the privilege of a lifetime is being who we are. Isn't it nice one? The next rule is, and this one is very powerful, and this one started to change myself, is to be grateful every day. Every day. Especially that you wake up every morning. Imagine that you can breathe. Imagine that there is a source of everything for everybody. We only have to open our eyes and to shift our thoughts. Gratefulness is great. It shifts also your vibration to a more desirable level. As well, the next rule to enjoy and celebrate your successes. Don't tell to me that you cannot celebrate any success, that you are not unique, because everybody is unique. You, me, us, everybody. So we all are unique and we all can celebrate successes. For me, it's success also when my daughter is smiling to me. It's for me a big success. Big success is for me as well that I feel happy, abundant. I feel loved. I am grateful for it. And I apply as well the Hawaiian Ho'oponopono. Maybe you know it. It's I love you. I thank you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. Very powerful, powerful rule which make you confident. And the next rule is to put these rules in action. So exercise this routine. Exercise also your new habits. New habits also shift you in a right direction of your desires. Again, I recapitulate expectation, our desires and our beliefs. And when you change your beliefs into new habits, such as I did, I started to take a cold shower every morning. I felt so energized that it felt really so great. And the next one, before I will finish with the 10th one, is clearing the clutter. Not only mentally, but as well physically. Quite important. So when I feel stuck, I start to clean. I start to throw stuff which I really don't need, which really doesn't serve me at all. And it's great. It's great. I get a really great feeling about it. And I feel more confident about it. And the last one. You cannot walk alone. Do it with somebody else. Or get a mentor. Have a friend you trust. And do it with him or her. So I will recapitulate these 10 confident rules. It's consciousness, mind control, to know who you are, be emotional stable, to know your boundaries, to know when you say yes and when you say no, to be grateful every day and celebrate your successes. Exercise your new habits. Clear your clutter. And don't do it alone. Do it together with a friend, with your partner, with your mentor. The choice is up to you. And you know, you are great as you are. You are unique. There is no difference between us. We are all human beings. We want to connect and be the best and greatest version of ourselves. Thank you very much for listening today, and I will speak to you next week. Bye-bye.